Today's learning should be the initial Chaimlut of Shavshai and Moshe and Anil Rivka Bas Moshe Azriel Shem Nachar Moshe Vizchus for Shalom Echai Moshe Mamalka and Baruch Basar Malka Montri Yitzchak Ben Fegel Dina and Azchus for all those in and around the Eretz Yisrael. So we are holding Simon Reishon and Gimel. We started it last week as we discussed. We actually started it before Yontif. As we discussed, we are talking about over here leaving a pot on an open fire. We're not yet talking about we're going to get to there very shortly, but till now we were not yet talking about leaving a pot on a fire that would be called Gar V'Katam. In our words, have a blecha, and our world has a blecha on it. And like I said, we're going to break this down slowly. We'll do a little piece at a time because it's a little bit complicated. So we're holding in Reish Nun Gimel, we're in Sif Aleph. We're about halfway through the Sif on the second page, page 40, for those looking in the Dir Shema Shavura. And we are up to I believe. Okay, the last thing we said that if you put something raw in there, right, then being that and it has to be in an oifen that it will not be ready for the Friday night Suda anyway, there we're not worried about that you might stoke the coals because it's not going to be ready anyway. So you're Mesiach Das, you don't think about it anymore. So there are two scenarios that the Mechaber said so far that you can leave something on the fire. One, it's completely cooked and any additional cooking is really not something you're looking for. It's a negative to the dish if it cooks, or it's in an oven that it's not never going to be ready for the Friday night meal anyway, so you must see if that's from it. Those were essentially the two ways where the Mechaber said, if that's the case, you can leave it on the fire. If not the case, you need to, not only can't you leave it, but you need to take it off, okay? Now, I will im nishpashal ksas v'loy nishpashal kol tzarchar, so Mechaber continues the third line, if it's only partially cooked, okay? Let's say it's cooked completely. So it's a chalant, it's cooked completely. But additional cooking is going to make it better. You could now, we're going to start introducing this other concepts. Then if that's the case, you're not allowed to leave it on the fire unless it was garf. So he explains, what does that mean, garf? You removed the coals from the oven, meaning that there's still heat that's naturally given off because of what's in the sand that's under the oven, or the oven itself has a heat. Remember, those ovens were made from stone and cement that retained heat for a long time, but there's nothing to be mechata. Or alternatively, which is the eitzah that we use, you covered up the coals with sand and that, or ashes or sand, and this way that limits the heat. It's not really the point that it's limiting the heat. The point is that you're showing, and it's a reminder that you're not going to adjust the flame over here. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah over here. We are holding by Sif Yud Beis, Katan Yud Beis, Shem Yechata. You might be stoked the coals, Lamayr Bishuloi, Kedei Lecha Balayla, because you want it to cook faster so you can eat it since it's already partially cooked. The Chayach that will be ready for the night's meal. So you're going to go ahead and try to make it cooked faster. Oy Kedei Sheyed Mestamek Yafa. Yeah, it's already cooked. You can technically eat it, but you want to raise up the heat so this way it will get even better. So then, unless in that scenario, the Mechaber, according to his first shita, says that the only way you can leave it on if you either garif or katam. What is garif? You took it out of the oven. So then, if it's garif or katam, even if it's only cooked partially, and you would want it to cook faster potentially, since you were garif or katam, you can take it out. What is katam? Shekisa gecholam, heinu kol gecholam. You covered up all the coals. The ain tzarich liktaim ad she'ein nika sham eish klal. You don't have to cover it up enough that there's no fire there at all. Rak bekisi efer kol shim alamala panem saga. You sprinkled along the entire top efer to cover it up. Vafilu vara achikach, the flame flares up afterwards. Shari, it's muta. Now, this is very important, Because if you, let's say you're stuck somewhere and you have a very small blech that doesn't cover the whole flame, that's not enough. So this negate today in the halacha. The flame, the blech has to be good enough to cover, big enough to cover the whole flame. This is these kind of coals that stay lit for a long time. Gab came shari. It's also mutter. What's the reason? Cave and the gila died to the loy by the gecholim. Once you start sprinkling sand over the gecholim, you're sort of reducing the heat of the coals. You're showing you're not interested in having them burn so hot anymore. Sagi the bevade loy osil chatuya. Because then, if that's the case, you're not going to come to sort of dig them up and make the fire go up. Oy, this is the gecholim sha'amamu. What is the gecholim sha'amamu? He explains. Hana shehukshech tzas marison. For those of you who used to use a coal grill, you know, they start losing their redness, right? Harei henki ketumah. That's the same idea. V'atam dekeimet shleichoshes la'aboysam shleyamamu. And since you didn't make sure that they stayed as hot as possible, muhtemil sheni kapod b'chituya. They're no longer looking to keep them burning hot. Okay, so that now we have the situation as follows: cooked completely, in the sense that it's not, I would never want to make the fire hotter because the additional cooking is bad for it. I can leave it on an open flame. Cooked totally raw, that in an oven that it wouldn't be even ready for tonight, for Friday night, I can leave it on an open flame. Any other situation, meaning that it's not cooked completely, or it's cooked completely, but it would be benefit the dish if it cooks more, if it gets more heat, I can only leave it in a knife and that it's either garif or katam, and that's why we put a blech on. Okay, so now let's go a little bit further in the mechaber. V'im nasim b'chaticha chaya, what happens if I have a pot that's cooked partially? Now I can't leave it on the open flame. So he gives us an etza. Take a piece of raw flanken, put it in there. Mutakili ayisa kula chaya. It's the same as if the whole pot is raw. Why? Because the same idea. Remember, once it's raw, I'm a siach dasram and I'm not thinking about it for Friday night. So if I just take into a big pot of chalent, I add one piece of raw meat, I can't now eat it tonight. So it accomplishes the same thing. Then I am masiach das from it. Okay. Now, let's see the next thing the Mechaber says. V'afila ena grufa perisha mosher hagecholim tanu ketuma. Let's say I was not garv katum. Okay, I did not take out the coals. I did not cover it. Muta lismach lekadera besamach chutzala. You're able to go ahead in and put a pot right outside, and we'll see even in a place that's pretty hot, as long as it's not directly on the stove. Remember, we saw last week a picture of what it looks like. Let's see the Mishabura Mutta Lismachla, Yesh Aimrim. So those who say the Lashrin Hacha, Kiyam Asmicha Bear, Shabbos Lashayshim, Techshach. What's the Mechaber telling us? You can leave it next to the open fire, right? So some say that just means that I can leave it from before Shabbos. And if it was directly on the open fire, I wouldn't be allowed to. But next to it, I could. Avalahachsa B'Shabbos Asaf Philip Asmicha. Shortly, we're going to discuss the halachas that if I had a pot on when Shabbos started and then I took it off, what are the rules of when can I put it back onto the stove and when can't I put it back on the stove? So those who say that this, the Mechaber says that it's mutal lismach to put it next to the fire, next to the oven, is only to leave it there from before Shabbos. But chazara, even in the cases that chazara would be mutter, this to the samachla on an open fire that's not gar for katam, Chazara would not be muta. The rak lesvara shniya muska b'soif hasif muta filu b'chazara al pi ayfanam avaram b'sif beis. According to the shita, only according to the second svara that we'll see at the end when of sif beis, we'll get to this and we'll understand what he just said. Then chazara be muta. Aval kamach anchayt kumazeh. There are those who argue. But that chazara b'smicha muta l'kul alma. But if you're not putting it directly on top of the flame, you're just putting it to the side, chazara would be muta even without it being garif katav. Afilu b'smicha l'chatchila b'Shabbos yesh makilon. Even if it wasn't there before Shabbos, you would be able to put it there. Heicha shakadera adayin cham umevushel kol tzarchi, when it's still hot and it was already cooked completely. V'ayin mashakaser ma b'soif asim ve'alachasham. We'll get more into this as we later on in the simon, so we don't have to focus on it right now. Okay. Kedera, we can leave a pate and a gam can fill in this pasta slish, even if it wasn't cooked. The came in el soymach lomi b'chut, since you're only putting it next to on the outside. Loichama haikira migrufa v'ketuma, it's no worse than it being garif v'katam. The muta sham lashes, if it'll learn this pasta kedera slish, since just when it's garif v'katam, meaning covered up, I'm allowed to leave a pot from before Shabbos. So smicha is the same as garif v'katam. B'sama chutzla hen afilim ayatze elis makami, even if that area is hot, and it's yatzele, this means it's the shear, that the heat that can get hot enough to be considered cooking. Mutala shaisala, I'm sorry, that's already on the next. Okay, that's the next part of the Mechaber. Let's go back to the Mechaber over here. One more thing, and we'll get to Rama. Mut im husaka bikash, it's not so negated, right? Bikashai bigavava. You sort of use like straw, right? Now remember, we said the problem was, in the beginning, the problem was we were using material that became coals. And those coals became very hot, and I can raise the flame, I can lower the flame. But what happens if I use these kind of items that burn, but they don't really have a long-lasting power, and they don't turn into coals? Muta la'ashay salav, you can leave something. I feel like a light groof of a ketuma. You can leave anything on there, and you don't have to worry about groof of ketuma. I said this is not so negated today, because we're generally leaving our pot on top of a blef that's on a stove. We don't really have a scenario of that we're cooking with straw and that kind of product. Mutal hashisal vu adim b'soicha, even in the oven, the cave in a group for dami, that is similar to it being group for me. It doesn't make a difference if it's on top or it's on bottom, even if it's not group for the ketuma. There's no chashash of being mechata the flames, because it's not really coals. Where is this a little bit becomes a discussion halacha? So we all, some of us have it here, but in Israel it's very, very popular, is the plata. Now the plata is designed in a way that it does not have any adjustment to be able to adjust it up and down, right? So we technically don't have a concern of Shema Yechata over there. And there's a question amongst the Paiskim whether a plata needs a blech or not. Some say you should at a minimum put some sort of blech on it. Others say that it does not require a blech. The Chazon Ish held that it's considered no different than an open fire, even though there's no way to adjust it. Rabbi Yashiv says you still have to make a blech, because once the Chama made a gzera, you have to make a gzera. On the other hand, Ramesha held that you don't really cook on a plata, right? So therefore, it's not part of the gzera, and he held that it doesn't need a blech, and that really falls a little bit, comes into the shiloh. Since there's not shayach over here, Shema Yechata, because it's not something that you can adjust, similar to when I'm burning straw. I can't, once it burns out, it shrivels up and it's gone. Right, there's no way that I can make the coals burn longer or burn weaker. All that doesn't apply when it comes to a plata. But Lamaisa, it's a question on these blechs, whether on these platas, whether or not you need to put a blech. Some say you should at least put a piece of silver foil, so there's some sort of hecker that you're not doing it in the way that you would do it on a regular. On a regular weekday. Okay, we will stop over here. And in Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we will continue with the, not tomorrow, I'm sorry, on Monday, we will continue with the Ramah.